Wednesday morning, and we'll remind you today is your last day to apply for an absentee ballot. Tomorrow you can cast your vote early, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. That's kind of a little bit of a change from what you may be used to in previous elections. Again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the election board office. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with candidate for district judge for Washington and Nowata counties. Again, Linda Thomas, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Counting down the days till hours till people can vote.
hours, minutes, and seconds, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's an opportunity. I think I've said it before. The more information I get out to the listeners, the better informed I hope they are. And in general, I still believe informed voters make good choices. So we'll move on from there.
Well, I agree with you. I do think that. And the public has heard the message, I think, that we've been trying to put out. And they've embraced that message that judicial temperament does matter and that the rule of law also matters equally, or probably even more importantly. And so I cannot thank the citizens of Washington and Nowata counties enough that they are listening to that message. I thank my supporters. It's just absolutely been an incredible experience for me to get out and talk to so many citizens and hear what they believe needs to be changed in our judicial system. So I appreciate everybody taking the time to talk to me, and it's just been a really, really good experience.
Well, I've noticed in your messaging that we're hearing from some of your supporters as part of your messaging out there. Does that indicate, as far you see it, as a pretty broad base of support?
I do. I'm getting either Facebook messages, phone calls, just different types of communications from people all over this district. In fact, I was in Juan yesterday. I was in Dewey yesterday. I'm headed over to Delaware sometime today or tomorrow to talk to people that have contacted me and to reach out and try to communicate with them. I believe the citizens and the voters understand that it's time for change in our judicial system. But more importantly, it's time for a positive change in our system, and that no matter what their business is at the courthouse, that when they get there to do their business, they are treated with respect and do not feel like that they're not welcome at their courthouse. Mm-hmm. It is their courthouse, yeah, both in Washington County and Nowata counties.
Well, I think just as you look at it as a public building, that everyone has the right to enter and conduct their business and in an efficient manner.
And not only in an efficient manner, and not only do they have the right to be there, but they should be treated well and welcomed when they get there. I don't know of very many people that go to a courthouse anywhere if they don't absolutely need to.
It's not something you want to hang out and just, well, I know, okay, maybe it's just the newsman in me. I enjoy sitting and just watching court proceedings, but yeah, it's not generally a fun place to be.
Yeah, as a lawyer, I can relate to that, but the general public does not just hang out at the courthouse. You're right, Charlie.
I know the signs are over where every place around the area. Guess what? It's election day. I would expect, nearly election day, I would expect to see a lot of signs for many candidates out there.
They are everywhere. We have had such a huge response, people contacting us and asking us for yard signs, not just in the major thoroughfares, but also in neighborhoods. And so we've been able to go out and deliver signs and talk to the people. Oftentimes I'm delivering signs to one house and the neighbor comes out and wants to talk as well. So it's just like some people have said to me, the sign war has begun, and to see who can get as many signs out to the public as possible. So we're out there putting up new signs and replacing ones that are missing every day.
And yet I'm sure there are still doors that you haven't knocked on or have knocked on and nobody was home at the time. And it's that individual messaging in addition to social media, in addition to what you're doing in broadcast media and elsewhere. Again, just the broadest base possible for any candidate to get their message out.
We're trying in every possible way to talk to as many people as we can. I personally have enjoyed going out and talking to people, meeting people that I don't know, and And so I try to make as many personal contacts as I can, but my committee has just worked so hard to reach out and talk to not only people that they know, but people that they don't know as well, so that they can give the general public and the citizens more information about me and why I believe that I'm the appropriate and best candidate for this position.
Okay, now without really sounding like you're bragging, this is your last opportunity to make that case as to why you believe you are the best candidate for the job.
Charlie, I do believe experience matters, but it has to be the right kind of experience. And I have experience in listening to people, giving them an opportunity to be heard, tell their side. Like I said, I'm a certified mediator that's appointed to appointed by the courts to do mediation. I've done, and of course that means you've got to listen to both sides. You've got to hear what they have to say and then make a good, well-reasoned decision based upon that information. I'm also a parenting coordinator in domestic cases where I have to listen to parents talk about their really significant issues with parenting their children and their disagreements, and you do, again, have to listen to both sides and give the both parents the opportunity to be heard. I'm also a guardian ad litem for children, so that those same qualities are important as well. I've represented all kinds of people, from criminal cases, felonies, misdemeanors, all the way through to the fun stuff like adoptions. And so I don't think that there's very many areas of the law that I have not represented the people of this district in Nowata and Washington counties, and literally hundreds of people. And like I've said before, I've represented citizens of this county one person at a time that walked through my door.
One of the questions in a recent League of Women Voters forum had to do with just the numbers of bodies in our penal system. And I know some of the people that are in there are due because of mandatory sentences that were set in law. The judge had little to no choice in sentencing. And sometimes, I forget who said it, that somebody was advocating for a fairly light sentence, but the jury came back and really felt this individual needed a long sentence. Is there something that as a judge that consciously can be done to, I'll say, reduce the number of bodies or the number of bodies for such a long time?
Well, I think so. And the most recent information that I've heard is that Oklahoma now has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Now, I haven't individually looked to see if that's true, but the statistics show that we at least are way up there, at least in the United States. So, and that's at great expense to the taxpayers. But I believe where we start reducing the number of people in our jails and in our prisons is locally. And the courts sometimes don't have discretion. There are mandatory sentences, but the person that you referred to as far as exercising his right to a jury trial should not be faulted for that. Now, maybe he, at this point, maybe wishes he didn't do that, but he should not be faulted for exercising his right to a jury trial.
I assume that that individual had legal counsel and was made aware of the pluses and minuses of that.
Absolutely. And so, but where the court does have discretion to put people in jail or use alternative punishments or consequences, that's where we can reduce the people in our local jails, both in Nowata and Washington counties. We can reduce that number of people. And it, to incarcerate someone, even for a short period of time, is very expensive to our taxpayers. And so when people are being put in jail for relatively minor infractions, and then being held there on a no bond until they can see the judge, or on an extremely high bond that's really not fair and doesn't fit the actions or the crime, because sometimes the actions that happen in court don't fall within the category of a crime, and they're still incarcerated. So that's where it starts.
And I'm sure individuals involved and human beings nationally are involved in the court system, but we're talking locally. So,
yes.
The individuals, the personalities, both the attorneys and the judge behind the bench do matter.
It does matter. And I believe that people who appear before the court, and I don't care if it is a litigant, a defendant, a lawyer, especially a lawyer, need to show respect to the court. But on the other hand, respect starts from behind the bench. The person in the black robe, if they don't display respect toward those that come before them, I'm not exactly sure how they can expect respect back. And I guess many people think that respect needs to be earned. It's not just something that you show people. Respect in the courtroom is essential. The demeanor in the courtroom has to be twofold, one from the bench and then back toward the bench as well.
And I think when we stop and talk about it frequently, there's two kinds of respect. There's the respect for the office, the president, the governor, the judge, whoever that individual holding that office is, and then, again, the individual in that seat.
You're absolutely right. There is respect for the judge, him or herself, is essential. And I think where things begin to break down is when the judge doesn't show respect back, then it becomes pretty acrimonious in the courtroom.
Well, I look at the clock, Linda, and we spent a little bit of time talking about you and your aims and that sort of thing. But I guess if we were calling this a debate, a forum, it's closing remarks time.
Okay. Well, I want to once again thank my committee, who has just done such a fabulous job in supporting and helping me. Cannot thank them enough. But even more especially, I thank my supporters, those who don't necessarily support me but want to have a dialogue with me. I think that some people I've managed to change their mind, so I'm happy to have that dialogue with our citizens, so that they at least understand me. Everybody has the right to vote for whom they believe is the best candidate. I support that, but I believe I am the best candidate. I believe I will best serve this community and this district. I will treat everyone that comes before me with respect. I'll be fair, and you will see me follow what Oklahoma law actually is in every single instance. Can't say much else at this point. It's all over but the shouting, but I would ask for your vote on June the 26th, and I want to remind everybody how important each individual person's vote is, and really encourage you to get out on next Tuesday, come rain or shine, make that effort, because your vote really does count.
And again, I will remind the voters, again, you have opportunities to make that early vote if you choose, starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse, Thursday, Friday, a little bit shorter hours on Saturday, and then, of course, a 12-hour period, 7 to 7, when the polls are open on Tuesday.
Right. I'm going to make every effort to be there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Charlie.
The superintendent may be in front of you. He was in here last hour saying he needs to vote on Thursday because he has other commitments. But anyway, thank you so much, and to all candidates concerned, best of luck.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 82 degrees. Market information and more on the way.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Here's a market update from the Ron Studios at the Oklahoma National Stock.